I used to think that life was fleeting. Like, one minute you're on top of the world, and the next, well, you're under it. And for a time now, I've definitely felt like the latter. Morning comes, and I find I'm completely unable to will myself into getting up. By the time noon rolls around, I've just about rolled myself out of bed. I splash my face with cold water and attempt to kickstart some sort of motivation, but it honestly just serves as more of a reminder that I'm awake. So more or less it has the opposite effect. I grab a drink and drag myself around the house to feel as if I'm doing something productive, before neglecting to eat again, because, quite honestly, some days I just don't have an appetite. Before sitting down at my desk to repeat the same process of escaping into the internet time and time again, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, and at this point, year after year. It's not impossible for me to be happy. It's not even like it takes much to make me happy. It's just that it's so short-lived, so rare, and so straining that it often feels like it just isn't worth it. I used to think that life was fleeting, mind you. Sure, my situation hasn't changed, and my day-to-day is more or less the same, but my outlook has. I live for those short-lived moments now, those glimpses of something good. Because when your day gets you down, those glimpses of enjoyment and genuine smiles are all the more special and all the more appreciated. But I didn't come to this epiphany on my own. It was them. In every shred of happiness, they were at the heart of it. Not always cause of it, or even a factor in some cases, but they were there, right alongside me, sharing it. They didn't enable the sudden switch in perspective. They didn't force it or even coax it out of me. They were just there. And that's right where they needed to be.